inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. It's Wednesday, September the 19th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. Like to thank all of those who've been dialing that number incessantly for the last 24 hours. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, looky here. Stocks ended higher amid cheers for the Federal Reserve. Dow Jones Industrials closed up 76 points today. And in the day at 13,815, NASDAQ up 14 at 2,666. S&P 500 up 9 points at 1,529. According to the AP, Wall Street built on its gains today as investors bet that the cheaper money the Federal Reserve unleashed with its decision to cut interest rates will give a boost to corporate profits and the overall economy. Everybody on Wall Street is happy. The only people that are a little miffed are the Saudis. Yes, London Telegraph, Ambrose Evans Pritchard reporting the Saudis are thinking about changing the way that they get paid for their oil. They are not happy with a plunging dollar. Needless to say, oil prices, based on that news, hit another up day, although closed off 17 cents on the day. In the metals complex, gold was up $5.70 today on its upward trajectory to $800, closing at $722.20. Silver up 16 cents at $13.03. Platinum up $7 at $1,311. Palladium up $3 at $335. Currently in Asian trading, the march continues. Gold up 30 cents, $722.50. Silver off 2 cents at $12.96. As we mentioned, crude oil, although up most of the day, closed down 17 cents on the day at $81.76 a barrel. And yes, the price at the pump in the Valley of the Sun is now $2.91. Actually went up a few pennies. Rather amazed. U.S. dollar index, holding on by its fingernails, climbed 13 basis points today, hit 79.19 at the close. But as we mentioned, big problems for the U.S. dollar. And the Saudis saying that they think the dollar is going to collapse. And Henry Paulson, well, he asked Congress, you better fess up some more money, increase the debt limit, or we going broke on October the 1st. Well, that's the bad news. Good news will follow after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Wednesday edition of the Flipside, as we do each and every Wednesday. It's a great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson to the show from Straight Gate Ministries. How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, Robbie. Happy to be with you.
Before we get started on anything, I think we have to clear up a little bit of confusion that some people may have out there, because you share the same name as another one, Charles Carlson, and it seems as though some people have, got the two people mixed up a little. The Charles Carlson that most people have heard about was Charles Carlson, who was the counsel to President Richard Nixon and was involved in Watergate, and because of his role of the cover-up, spent some time in prison. And after he was released from prison, he became a born-again Christian, and I guess I can safely say that his religious affiliation is dispensationalism. And more recently, he made the headlines when he was disappointed when, Deep Throat was outed, a gentleman by the name of Mark Faut, and Mr. Carlson expressed disapproval in Faut's role in the Watergate scandal and suggested if Faut could not remain loyal to President Nixon, that he should have simply resigned rather than becoming the source of Bob Woodward's greatest journalistic expose, and that is of the Watergate scandal.
Right. It isn't the first time I understand some callers were, thought I was Chuck. And by the way, his name does not have an R in it. It's Colson, C-O-L-S-O-N.
Oh.
And So it's very common, because both of us go by Chuck, I guess, to have this happen, and kind of amusing sometimes. And the big difference, of course, is that Colson was and is a dispensationalist. He has a prison ministry, and so there are a lot of people who know about his ministry then wonder about us. One time I received a set of art books that were autographed to Chuck Colson in the mail from an artist in Idaho, and a very flattering little message saying, "I'm so delighted to see the tremendous change in your attitude and the way you view the world," or something like that in the autograph. And I had to call the artist back and say, "I'm sorry, you have me mixed up with someone else." And she said, "Oh, now I understand." So then she sent me re-autographs for my books, and I still have them and cherish them with Chuck Colson's name on them. But she was quite disappointed when she found out that the real Chuck Colson had not changed. He still is a dispensationalist.
Yes.
And that's probably the least of my problems, being confused with other people.
Yes, absolutely. And even though he's a dispensationalist, obviously one cannot really criticize his mission in life, obviously working with prisoners. But unfortunately, obviously, his message is one that people are coming to grips with right now.
Yep, his message is conflicts with ours, but... I'm glad he does have a mission. And I'm not so sure he was even such a bad guy when he was with Nixon and the Watergate thing. So,
well, he
but that's
was a
another
lawyer.
Topic.
Yeah, completely, and we could spend hours on that one.
Yeah.
Let me throw you a curveball.
Oh, do that.
And it's based on, and I shared this with you in an email earlier in the week, when I watched a series on MSNBC called To Hell and Back, and it featured Bishop Carlton Pearson, whose whole life ambition was to become a fire and brimstone preacher, and in his desire to achieve that, he caught the eye of Oral Roberts, and ultimately became a student at the Oral Roberts University, and climbed what you could say the corporate ladder of evangelical preachers. Started off in a small church, which ultimately ended up as one of the mega churches, and built a huge a complex. And one day he had this epiphany. He was, according to the series, he was watching, obviously, the tragedies unfolding of the people in Africa and how bad their life was. And so he started questioning whether hell was someplace we were going to, or whether hell was on earth. And he started going back into the scriptures, and he started to find, discrepancies into the Bible that he grew up with, and obviously the earlier non-Scofield Bible passages, and he saw a disconnect, and so he started to question whether, you know, evangelicals were just simply using the fear of going to hell as just a selling point in order to control the flock. And so subsequently, when he started speaking out about this new belief system that he had, he, within a matter of months, not only lost his entire congregation, but was pretty much excommunicated, if you will, from the Baptist ministry. And so my question to you is, what did you make of it when you, whether you knew about this before or when I made it out to you, and is it a legitimate argument to ask whether or not, you know, hell is someplace that we are going to, or whether hell is here on earth?
Well, in answer to that, and I'm not going to tell anybody where hell is, but and I don't know that I have to know that. I sort of live by the philosophy that if you're doing what you're supposed to do, you do not have to worry about the details. And Christ did not make it very clear exactly what hell is. It was outer darkness in some cases. It was a pit of fire, but it was always in very dramatic terms and was not made very, very clear at all as to exactly what hell is. And I'm sure I don't know. I do think what's happening in the dispensational movement is they do two things. First of all, they deify people who are the good people, and they classify people in only two classes, the good people and the bad people. The good people are those who have accepted Christ and are saved. So that if George W. Bush can convince the evangelicals that he is saved, that he's accepted Christ under Christ's terms, and he really means it when he says that, then they attribute only good to him. And no matter what he does on earth, no matter what acts he performs, no matter how far he goes, no matter how far he reaches, even people like Ted Haggard only have momentarily lapses. They're still good people. And so this is the evangelical idea of goodness. And the bad people, of course, are everybody else, with the exception, of course, of Jews. Jews are not really bad people ever, because they're chosen people in the evangelical thing. And this is what gets us into the whole big problem with Israel, the state of Israel, the treatment of Israelis different, this racism that goes with not just Israelis, with all Jews. And so then they make hell very real and definitive and yet undefined. So evangelicals never do really tell you exactly what hell is, but they do say that if you don't accept Christ on exactly his own terms, then you're going to go there. And so people who feel that, I guess we all feel that hell is on earth sometimes, but I think from my own point of view, just if you've asked my opinion, I think Christ does say that he does divide, that his purpose is to decide, to judge, and that everybody will somehow be judged before Christ at some time. And what that judgment will be, I'm not sure I know. But one either sort of believes that or don't, or they don't. I noticed that you mentioned, I think, Bishop Sproul.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Also, and he holds the same idea that hell has not been very well defined, and maybe that there isn't a hell. But I do think from reading the book of Matthew and what Christ said, that there is a judgment, and he does decide, and people are rewarded or they're not rewarded somehow, and that there's sort of a justice to it. So that's kind of my opinion of it. But I honestly don't know what hell is like.
Well, I think I've been there once or twice. we'll take a short break and be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Straight Gate Ministries. You can access his website at whtt.org. It seemed by this the series To Hell and Back that Oral Roberts did not even want to debate the issue with his protege, Bishop Carlton Pearson. And it seems as though just because he questioned what everybody questions. I mean, it's like the question, what's the meaning of life? But because he questioned it, he was banished from the church.
Right. Well, he would be from something like the Southern Baptist Convention. He could probably still go around and have the Southern Baptist name on the door, but he wouldn't probably be allowed to associate much with the conventions or anything. I think we sell God short when we think that we have to have rewards and punishments based upon our concept of life. God is bigger than that, and I think he can do it his own way. And, for instance, we find out the torments and tortures that are being given to people. A lot of them are mental. They're treated with sleeplessness, embarrassment, guilt, all kinds of mental things. These are all very effective in treating human beings. And yet somehow we have an idea that God is going to yield out punishment in terms of flaming fire between your toes, something like the Inquisition priests thought of in the 14th century. And the Bible just doesn't say that, I don't think. I mean, it there's implications of it, maybe, but it's also it's the kind of language that's very much colorful language that was so commonly used by the writers. So, but I guess in evangelical circles, you're not supposed to question anything about the concept of salvation and rejection. That's cut in iron, and that's not supposed to be challenged. And as I said, the most terrible results come from this. The Christian Zionist movement is all wrapped up in this idea that you have these cut and dried treatments of things, and that the state of Israel is chosen, and that people who profess the acceptance of Christ loudly enough and often enough, such as Ted Haggard. I think you sent me a film about Ted Haggard and Bishop Sproul, and they were debating this issue, and of course Ted Haggard was so pronounced in his claiming that there was the good people and the evil people, and it was just a matter of a few months, and he was discovered in a very embarrassing situation, that which showed that he's extremely human, no matter what his professions are. So.
And it's pretty much George Bush's philosophy. I mean, if you listen to all his speeches about terrorism and Al Qaeda,
good and evil, right? He's good. They're evil, and that's it.
And that's it. You're either with us or you're against us.
Yeah, that's what he said. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists.
Exactly.
And
the reason I bring up Colton Pearson is just the parallels between. You know, when people want to question conventional wisdom, how they are ostracized, in a magazine article which is coming out, I believe, in October, Congressman Jim Moran, a Democrat, made a statement about AIPAC. And he says in this article that AIPAC has pushed this war, talking about Iraq, from the beginning. They are so well organized and their members are extraordinarily powerful. Most of them are quite wealthy and they've been able to exert power. He was immediately derided for making this statement by none other than the House Majority Leader, Mr. Hoyer, who yesterday lashed out at his fellow Democrat at a press conference, criticizing the Virginian's recent comments about the Jewish political organization. He went on to add, and he said his remarks were factually inaccurate and recalled an old canard that is not true, that the Jewish community controls the media and the Congress. That's what Mr. Hoyer said, although that wasn't what Mr. Moran said. He was questioning the power of the Israeli lobby. We'll get your thoughts on that and a lot more when we return after the short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back to The Flip Side on Wednesday, being in with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, talking about how people who have differing opinions to conventional wisdom, how they are immediately ostracized and shouted down for their feelings. Your comments before we went to a break.
Okay, well, you brought Jim Moran, right?
Yeah.
And I hadn't quite seen that denunciation of him. But in reading, this is very common. All you have to do in Congress, especially if you're a Democrat, is say anything negative about the Jewish lobby, and you're going to be attacked. And this has been the old-fashioned way that AIPAC controlled the Democrat Party for many, many years. They now have the Christian right, which is essentially Republican, Baptist sort of leanings, that helps them control the Republican Party, the Republican congressmen. But strong-arming Democrats has been a way of life with the Israeli lobby. And this was very clearly laid out in Andrew Hurley's book, One Nation Under Israel, where he treated and talked about the experiences of a number of very prominent Democrats who eventually saw that the faults of Israel and brought it up, and how they were attacked by AIPAC and singled out one at a time. And so the AIPAC's history has been one of singling out individuals who have the nerve to break away from the crowd. And and go against Israel. That seems to be the way they're treating Jim Moran.
Which is no different to many people. I mean, today we on our website we got another story. It's out of Montana. It's by Richard Drake. He's the chair of the history department and is the coordinator of the president's lecture series at the University of Montana. And he fell out of favor because he invited John Mersheimer to come and give a speech at his university, and to talk about obviously his book. Now this is an institute of higher learning where you would imagine that the sharing of different opinions and debate was what they are all about. But here, once again, we find the specter of censorship raising its ugly head, almost to the point of, as we witnessed yesterday, or the day before, I forget when it was, when a kid tried to question John Kerry about why he wimped out during the last election and was tasered for being an obnoxious kid. This is an amazing thing we are witnessing before us, that any dissent or any debate about any pressing issue that's going to affect our lives, if it doesn't comport with the standard conventional wisdom, you are shunned and thrown into the garbage bin.
Well, when you read Mersheimer and Walt's book, which I've not finished by any means, but the front cover, the flyleaf of the book, excuse me, lays this out very clearly, that the book almost was never written. Originally, they were asked to write the book for a prominent periodical, but when they wrote the story and presented it to the periodical apparently took it up with someone else and decided not to print it. They went ahead then and got the publication printed elsewhere in Great Britain, under the name of the Israeli Lobby, and later it became a book, and they went through all kinds of problems just getting a publisher. This is very, very common. Andrew Hurley, in his book, went through the same thing. He was on the board of several companies that were essentially periodical cover publishers, like McCall's Magazine, and yet when he went to get his book published because of the subject matter, his friends would not even let him in the door, and he finally got his book published by a private publisher who told him he would publish the book, but he wouldn't sell it. And that's very common, just because of subject matter. So subject matter is everything. If your subject matter is not acceptable to the Israeli lobby, then you'll find organizations like the Anti-Defamation League stepping in and helping to brand you, and of course the common brand is anti-Semitic, and that's what Mersheimer and Walt were accused of, even though I believe one of them is Jewish, and they're anything but anti-Semitic. Their book is very balanced, and very, very factual. And of course, here you have tenured professors at Harvard University and at the University of Chicago.
Well,
the
naivete of educated people never fails to astound me. I heard Mitt Romney. Now, granted, he's a Mormon, but the man's got a net worth of over $200 million, so he can't be that much of an idiot. But when you hear some of his statements, he's either naive or is an idiot. As you know, Abinejad is coming to address the UN for 2 days. And his statement was that Abinejad should be arrested as soon as he gets off the plane in New York and charged with genocide because of his statements wanting the destruction of Israel. But yet anybody who's paid any attention to what Abinejad has said which he's never called for the destruction of Israel. As a matter of fact, there are over 25,000 Jews who live in Iran and have all failed to heed the warnings given to them to flee by Israel. The Jews in Iran said, no, we're very happy here, and there's no persecution against the Jews here. But Ahmadinejad has never called for the destruction of Israel. He has called for the eradication of Zionism. And it astounds me that these people fail to understand this, that we are dealing with Zionism isn't a religion, it's an ideology.
Yes, he called for the regime to be ended, and he was speaking of the Likud party, I suppose, or at least the regime that rules Israel.
Right.
Dominated by the Likud party. And, of course, Israel and the United States have both called for Hamas to be eliminated. So that's the regime that's supposed to be ruling Palestine. And so they think nothing of calling for Hamas to be eliminated, but somehow if Israel is mentioned on that receiving end, it's genocide. So there's no attention to the truth. The facts are that the Israeli lobby does not care about the truth, and one needs to realize that words are their weapon. The truth is not in it. The truth is not a necessity. They're not embarrassed by being caught in lies. They expect to lie. They expect to be caught in lies. They shrugged it off, and success to them is getting away with it. So I think the first thing you have to understand in trying to deal with these people is that you can't deal with them because they don't care really about telling the truth. Mm. And this is why it's so incredibly important to try to change the Christian right by essentially undermining them, by exposing their errors, because we really need to get these people back on the minds of sanity. We don't need 100 million people going around acting like they're Zionist Jews. They need to come back and act like American Christians. We don't need 100 million Americans believing that Israel has to come first in their lives before the America. And it's frequently been said. Kay Arthur, by the way, is one who blurted it right out in her delicate way. She simply said, if I had to choose between Israel and the United States, I'd take Israel. And here she's built a huge business in the United States selling Bible studies, Christian Bible studies, to Americans. They sell them all over the world, but America has been where she's done all this. But she's on every board that there is for Israel, and she believes that Israel is on a pedestal alongside of Jesus Christ in her mind, and therefore she must honor Israel or she will be not forgiven. And it enters into her idea of her personal salvation that she, deep down inside, would worry about whether or not she was redeemed by Christ if she somehow did not treat Israel with proper respect. This comes right out of the pages of the Schofield Study Bible, and it was written in there on purpose to lead Christian Zionists to believe that if they don't worship, venerate, love, honor, and give to the State of Israel, that they may personally be affected in their afterlife, whatever that is. And maybe that's one reason, Robbie, when we started out, they don't like to discuss much about the afterlife because they like to have it, because it is so complicated for them to try to explain an afterlife that's all wrapped up in the State of Israel and Jesus Christ, do's and don'ts involving the country, patriotism to another country. All kinds of strange things are wrapped up in this concept of heaven and hell with the evangelical. So it's understandable that they don't like to debate and argue it.
I did a show yesterday on the two emotions that motivate people. One is fear, another is greed. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when you look at this war against terrorism, it's based on a fear that some guy in a burqa is going to jump up from under your bed and slit your throat, which is the reason we should be opposed to these people. In other words, they're selling destruction of the U.S. Constitution based on a fear factor. And Christian evangelicals also operate under that same principle, the fear factor of what happens if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're going to spend the rest of your life in purgatory. I mean, it's the same principle both are using in order to push their agenda, the fear factor.
It is, and however, you've been inside the evangelical churches, and it's more of a ingrained prejudice that they develop against races. It's more of a racism than anything else. It's maybe fear of Islamics is the way it's rather than a fear of heaven and hell. It's more wrapped up in a fear of Islam. It's hard to explain because they're not really afraid. They're really quite cocky. So.
Well, as Westerners, we've throughout our history, we've created this fear of barbarians, if you will. I mean, if you go back to America's founding, obviously Indians were referred to as barbarians.
Yeah.
In Africa, when the English the Dutch colonized Africa. The fear was of black barbarians. Now it seems as though we found new barbarians, and those are Muslims, are the new barbarians of our day.
The neocon philosophy and the Council on Foreign Relations history started structuring the war on Islam as many as 20 years ago. It was a very subtle program to cause people to start thinking about Islam as being a danger, and it was very much focused in the direction with a spiritual bend that appealed to the Christian right. And so that if you go back years back, you find out sort of a painting was going on to create the image of fear of Islam. And, of course, to lay the groundwork for the next world war, which was and is the war on Islam that is now going on from country to country. How many have we bombed? How many Islamic countries have we bombed, if you count Somalia? Iraq, Lebanon twice. And then we cooperated in the bombing of Lebanon with the Israelis. If you count Israel on our team and look at it that way, and then, of course, what went on in Yugoslavia, the sellout of Chechnya to the Russians, and it essentially was the creation of a war mechanism, and to have a war, you have to have an enemy. When the Cold War faded out and fizzled away. The people that planned these things started the campaign to create the war on Islam, which has now become the war on terrorism. But it's really a war on Islam, and it was carefully structured going back quite a ways and is still being fed to us in doses, daily doses of fear.
Oh, yeah.
Fear of Islam.
Jerusalem radio, an Israeli radio station today, reported that the Israeli security cabinet declared Gaza an enemy entity. This paves the way that will now allow Israel to cut off vital electricity, water, and fuel supplies to the Palestinian territory.
And they assured the world that they weren't going to cut the water off tomorrow because that's a little too abrupt. But they are going to cut off the food and electricity, and so the people there, fortunately it's fall, it won't be quite as hot there, and it won't be too cold yet. For a little while, it won't be quite as bad, but 1,200,000 people without electric power, most of them without electric power, only a very small part of the power is generated inside or in Egypt. So essentially the Hamas has simply come back and said what they're doing is trying to starve us into settling on their terms. And if if anyone else fenced a million people behind a barbed wire fence and then systematically starved them, the world would find a lot wrong with that. What is it that allows Israel to get away with it? It's the painting of the Islamic people as being terrorists. It's the systematic creation of an enemy called Islam, which was to be the enemy of this world war that we're in. And that has caused a sufficient number of American people to follow the Christian right lead, which is they have it coming to them. They have no right to be there in the first place. They're defying God by being there. Therefore, we don't have to worry about them, and we don't have to interfere. And we can find precedents in the Old Testament where God slaughtered them before. So it's God doing it. It isn't Israel. And this is basically the attitude of the evangelical Christian right toward the Palestinians.
If you'd like to know how to get hold of Charles Carlson, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll give you his phone number and address.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
For this Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries. If you'd like to help Charles out on his mission, and it is an important mission, you can help out Many options are open to you. You can access his website at whtt.org. Charles will be speaking next month in Anaheim, California.
Anaheim, California on the 12th, 13th, and 14th. I think 13th is my day.
And if you want to make a donation to Straight Gate Ministries, whether it's $25 to help pay for a first-class yellow and black sign proclaiming peace.
Yeah.
You can help finance a vigil at a church that will not stand for peace and justice. And to make a donation, you can send a check to Straight Gate Ministries, P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267. Or if you want to give Charles a call and speak to him personally, I'm sure they're more than welcome to do that.
Yes, they are. 480-947-3329.
And there's many ways that you can help and do your own part in getting the message out.
Thank you very much, Robbie. By the way, we are going to be in San Antonio, Texas at John Hagee's Church on the 28th of October. We have a date picked now. And that's 2 weeks after we'll be in Anaheim, and we will be visiting his church there to talk to the people in his church or to try to make a presentation to them in some way about the apostasy of the church and the apostasy of Hagee and of their whole mission, and call this to the attention of people who are there as dramatically as we can, and hope that someone will talk to us, get the idea, and that there will be a revolt in that church against what he's doing in their name and in God's name, which is totally evil, we think, and apostate and wrong. And there are people in that church who know that. So we'll be there with a lot of signs and a lot of literature and hopefully even some press.
I'll make
on the 28th of October.
I'll make this commitment to you. If 10 or more listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network who reside in the Austin area will commit to joining me, I will show up and join you at the vigil in San Antonio.
That's exciting. Well, that would be wonderful. So to hear that audience, I hope that 10 or more will do that, because that would be a great help. And we'll have signs for you, literature for you. You don't need to bring a thing except a ticket, and we furnish everything else.
Well,
we've done it a lot. We've done it over 60 times now, and we feel pretty good about the way it works. And what we have to do is we have to call out the good people in these churches. We don't want to generalize, because Robbie came out of a church like this. I came out of a church like this. Most of my friends did. Most of the people who work in our organization have left a dispensational church. Still are Christ followers, still are doing their very best, but they don't do it that way anymore. So that's what we have to do, is do more of that.
Thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure, Robbie. Thank you.
All right, my friend. We'll see you again next week. Charles Carlson, Great Gate Ministries. And we are not the lunatic friend. Till tomorrow. Here, bye. It's true.